Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
All is quiet for us out there right now. It is definitely a chilly start, but we're tracking our next storm system just in time for the Christmas holiday. We'll break down when this arrives coming up.
And of course, that was Kelsey Coffey at the airport. We'll be tracking down the monitoring the traffic at the airport. And a warning from doctors ahead of the holidays about the rise in flu cases among children. We'll break down new data from the state as 22 deaths linked to the flu have already been reported in our state this year.
Plus, who wants to be really, really rich for Christmas and beyond? You'll have another shot of making that a reality after no one hit the Powerball jackpot last night. So it climbs to $620 million. Perhaps a lottery ticket for a stocking stuffer if you need some of those still, right? 4:30, everybody, on your Thursday morning. We thank you for joining us. We'll get you up to speed. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. And the calendar and the temperatures are definitely in agreement this morning.
They're in alignment.
Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking how our morning is going to shape up.
Yeah, they certainly are in agreement, guys. Before we head into the actual holiday itself, things flip just a little bit, and we're back in the 60s for Christmas Eve and Christmas. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. Let's get us outside, though, this morning, because, of course, it is a cold, frosty start. I walked out on my car. There was, of course, that light glaze. Some areas may see that. Some areas may not. Our live look right now, our Zebulon camera, a beautiful shot right there, the Christmas trees, or at least the decorations. But I do think some of that grass out there in the roads could be a little bit damp with just some very light, patchy frost. Not any freeze concerns for us this morning. We're at 23 degrees, though, in Roxboro. Good morning to you. 28 in Raleigh and Durham, 29 in Clinton. Everyone needing the winter coat this morning. We head through the afternoon. Temperatures probably 5-6 degrees warmer than where we were yesterday, but still in the 50s. Our Christmas Eve, though, and Christmas Day planner, not much change to tell you about, but we're at 64 there on Christmas Eve into the nighttime frame here, guys, as we head into Christmas night, early Tuesday morning. That will be our next storm system that we're tracking pretty closely. We'll walk through the timing on that here and coming up in just a few minutes.
Anthony, thanks. We're just 4 days until Christmas, and the holiday travel rush is ramping up. This is expected to be one of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever, especially at airports. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now from inside RDU. And Kelsey, the TSA predicts today and tomorrow will be the busiest days of this holiday stretch. Is that what you're seeing right now? Well, Renee, good morning. It looks like that could be the case. You can check out the TSA line here, and it's only 4:30, so quite a few people are here and ready to travel ahead of the holiday season. RDU could break their yearly travel record this year. Their current record is 14.2 million travelers in 2019, and this holiday season could push them right over that number. As millions of people are flying ahead of Christmas, TSA is reminding people about packing gifts, so they recommend packing gifts in a gift bag or a box. Don't wrap them. That way, if there's an issue in the security line, the folks at TSA can pull it out to screen it without messing up all that wrapping.
We're looking at about 806,000 people flying through the airport between December 15th and January 2nd. So a very busy holiday season. And of course, that makes it even more important to follow those travel tips like arriving early and making sure you give yourself plenty of time when you're traveling.
And maybe you aren't heading out for the holidays. Your family may be coming to visit you. Well, RDU is recommending that you park in the free cell phone lot if you're waiting for your guests to arrive from the airport. That way you can park for free and not have to worry about the hassle of waiting in traffic. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
The roads will also be busy through the rest of the week as people drive to their holiday destinations. Now, when you fill up your gas tank today ahead of your trip, you'll be happy with the gas prices you see. Let's get to WRAL's Brittany's live at a gas station in Cary. What a gift for road trippers today, Brett.
Yeah, Ken, gas prices low and they are falling in some spots across North Carolina. 309 here at this gas station in Cary, but I just checked GasBuddy.com. Some stations in Raleigh you can find as low as 259 a gallon. It's pretty good prices, especially considering when you compare to earlier this fall, 80 cents lower than what we saw just a few months ago. And it's a huge relief for the more than 104 million drivers that AAA expects to hit the roads for their holiday weekend getaways this weekend. And with a week left in 2023, experts expect prices to stick around this price point. They say it could go up slightly, but just slightly, as the average across North Carolina is expected to stick around that $3 a gallon mark. Coming up in our next half hour, hear from one of those experts about what the forecast looks like for 2024. In Cary, Brittany, WRL News.
Breaking news. Deputies in Wake County are working to make an arrest after a person in a car shot at another driver in what authorities believe is a case of road rage. It happened on Lewisburg Road near Pulleytown Road, just outside of Rollsville, around 9:30 last night. A driver told deputies someone shot at him from another car. No one was hurt. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information to step forward.
Well, police in Fayetteville are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left a woman dead and another hurt. Officers responded to Rose Hill Road just before 5:30 last night. Both women were taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for treatment of their wounds. One woman died. The other is expected to recover.
We're working to learn more this morning about an armed robbery investigation in Wake County. Deputies responded to this home on Fallen Log Court. This is off Pool Road just before 7:30 last night. They say several armed people entered the home and stole items while two people were home. No one was hurt. The sheriff's office says there is no ongoing threat to the community.
Well, we're working to learn more about a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. A home on Nicky Avenue in Fayetteville is the center of an investigation after a six-month-old and a man was shot. Police say they responded to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for a man with a gunshot wound around 9:40 Tuesday night. Then they found the baby who had been shot in this home on Nicky Avenue. Members of the Seabrook Broadell Neighborhood Watch tell WREL they are stunned by the violence.
My standard is, you know, if you see something, hear something, say something. Right. You know, we're past that. I'm not a snitch. Look, we've got small children. A six-month-old can't defend himself or herself. This should not be happening.
We reached out to Fayetteville Police for an update on the baby and the man's condition. We're waiting to hear back.
This morning, six Americans who the U.S. government says were wrongfully detained in Venezuela are back home this morning. A small group of people greeted them as they got off the plane last night in San Antonio. Their release was part of a prisoner swap deal between the U.S. and Venezuela. One of the Americans released is Avan Hernandez. He's a Los Angeles County public defender who was arrested almost 2 years ago along the Colombia-Venezuela border. He says there's no way to understand what it's like to be held in prison unjustly.
All you think about when you're in prison is how you didn't appreciate being free while you were free. There's no way to understand what it's like to be in prison unjustly and not have any way out.
The U.S. released an ally of the president of Venezuela in exchange for the release of a total of 10 Americans. Venezuela also extradited a former military contractor known as Fat Leonard back to the U.S. as part of the deal.
Well, tonight, advocates for ending homelessness will come together in Durham to raise awareness for their mission. The North Carolina Coalition to End Homelessness will host a gala tonight at the Durham Arts Council. Organizers say it will also serve as a way to raise funds for their mission. The gala starts at 6:30 tonight. While families getting together for the holidays need to protect themselves from the flu, new data from the state shows flu cases are three times higher than they were at this time last year. In the past week, eight people in North Carolina have died from the flu. That's a total of 22 deaths in the state so far this flu season. The percentage of people going into ERs with respiratory illnesses is the highest it's been in more than a year. Doctors say you can protect others by staying away from them 24 hours after a fever.
Becoming a multimillionaire would be a nice Christmas gift, wouldn't it? There's still a chance for that to happen. No one hit last night's Powerball jackpot, which now sits at $620 million. Let's take a look at those winning numbers. Don't throw away your ticket because someone in North Carolina did win $100,000 last night. You can catch the next Powerball drawing Saturday night right here on WREL during our 11 p.m. newscast. There is growing reaction locally to the Colorado Supreme Court's historic ruling to keep former President Trump from appearing on the state's ballot next year. Coming up, one of the nation's top constitutional scholars from UNC Chapel Hill weighs in.
Also, should a potato be considered a vegetable? Straight ahead, the debate happening right now that could change national diet guidelines.
And this is a live look outside in Apex right now. It's another chilly start this morning. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will join us after the break with how much we'll warm up by this afternoon.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth, who has the morning off. It is chilly out there this morning, a good one to sleep in for a little bit. We, of course, have a little bit of light patchy frost across the area on some of the cars as you're headed out. That may be a factor. Not on the roads, though. They should be nice and quiet here this morning. Temperatures are at 27 in Goldsboro, South Hill. Good morning to you in Raleigh, Durham, Clinton, all at 28, 29 in Fayetteville. Winter coats likely handy out there right now. We go through the day itself, though. Temperatures will be a couple degrees warmer than the 50-51 we hit yesterday. I have us right about 56 this afternoon, and then we continue to climb here even into this weekend. We're talking temperatures there for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in the low to mid 60s, so definitely warm.
New this morning, a law that would have banned people carrying concealed firearms in certain public spaces in California has been blocked by a federal judge. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the state is planning to appeal the decision, adding that the court got this wrong. The law would have prevented people from carrying concealed weapons in places of worship, public libraries, amusement parks, zoos, and sporting events.
Texas is taking matters into its own hands after a record-breaking number of migrants crossed the southern border earlier this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is flying migrants to sanctuary cities. The first flight landed in Chicago on Tuesday night. Governor Abbott also signed a law allowing police to arrest migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill acknowledge there is a problem, but the Senate was unable to hammer out a deal on border security before the end of the year.
We're learning more about the Colorado Supreme Court's historic ruling barring former President Trump from that state's primary ballot next year. The court citing a key provision in the 14th Amendment, which makes him ineligible for, quote, engaging in insurrection. But some say that provision does not apply to presidents. One of the nation's top constitutional scholars from UNC Chapel Hill shares his expertise.
The actual language of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment refers to officers of the United States, which effectively means everybody who serves under the president of the United States. And it would be absurd to think that everybody but the president or vice president is rendered ineligible because they incited insurrection.
Meanwhile, some state Republicans want to change state law to ensure election officials can't remove former President Trump's name from the ballot. House Speaker Tim Moore, who's running for Congress, says they're actively discussing this issue.
A man is home recovering after being attacked by a dog in Wake County. Dave Bennett was brought home this week after two dogs attacked him and killed his beloved Labrador Retriever on Elbridge Drive last Thursday. Wake County Animal Services tells WRAL the dogs that attacked him were a German Shepherd and Pit Bull mix and that they were running loose. Both dogs are currently being quarantined for 10 days. Wake County is in the process of filing paperwork to deem the dogs dangerous and the owner could be fined.
Sirius XM is being sued for allegedly trapping its customers into unwanted subscriptions. The Attorney General of New York announcing the lawsuit. It accused Sirius XM of forcing customers to interact directly with an agent to cancel their subscription and drawing out the process to try to prevent the customer from canceling. The lawsuit claims Sirius XM trains its agents to not take no for an answer. The lawsuit asks the company to pay fines and penalties and implement an easy-to-use cancellation policy.
Several counties in our area are seeing a surge in a scam where thieves pretend to be sheriff's deputies trying to get you to pay money to avoid jail time. Two neighbors in Chatham County got that call on the same day from someone who used the name of a real deputy. He threatened them with warrants for their arrest for failing to show up for jury duty. The caller ordered Jamie Hager to go to an ATM at the CVS and transfer cryptocurrency to cover her bond with the court. In an instant, she lost $3,400 to the scammers.
And I just want people to know that you can be really smart and you can be really paying attention and anything that sets off you're too busy, you don't have time to deal with it, you're feeling emotional, you're used to taking care of things and getting things done. This particular scam definitely plays into all of that.
A teller at the credit union in Pittsburgh stopped Hagger's neighbor from sending more than $3,000 after recognizing that something was off.
Well, the debate over whether potatoes should be counted as a vegetable for national diet guidelines is getting more heated. Potatoes are botanically a starchy vegetable, but the debate over whether they're more similar to grains has recently reignited. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is weighing how to classify them in its guidelines. The potato industry argues potatoes should not be reclassified, as kids are more likely to eat vegetables if they also have a potato product on their plate.
It's one of the lowest cost vegetable items for things like the school lunch and school breakfast programs, which it can be tremendously expensive for school districts across the country to assemble meals for students that are.
Well, the UK in potatoes do not count toward the recommendation of 5 fruits and vegetables per day. In the U.S., nearly half of all potatoes go into frozen products, mostly French fries.
Never thought of it as a vegetable. Always think of it as a starch,
yeah,
you know,
too,
with the meal. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a beautiful spectacle there and another clear, cold morning, Anthony.
Yeah, definitely a cold start. Elizabeth is sleeping in this morning. She's so lucky here. It's chilly out there for all of us. We have the festive tie on. We have the festive shot for you this morning. Beautiful out there. I love coming in and seeing this one. We have the clear skies, just a few stars in the distance. It really is not going to be a big factor as far as any turbulent weather this morning. We sit at 28 in Raleigh, Durham, Rocky Mount, Roxborough at 23, 29 in Fayetteville. Everyone is chilly, so just make sure to bundle up as you're headed out. We again could see some light patchy frost, but that shouldn't cause any issues, of course, on the roads and things like that. Where we sit currently is we have this high pressure kind of just meandering across our region. What it does is the wind goes clockwise around high pressure. So we're seeing the wind kind of coming in from the north, northwest, if you will. Those clouds that are back associated with another disturbance could kind of push in as we go through the day today. That's it. That's about the extent of any change in our weather that we're going to see, if you will. 56, the high temperature this afternoon. We're at 54 at 4 o'clock. Even if you need to head out this evening, get some last-minute Christmas shopping done, things like that, it'll still be chilly in the 40s, but nothing to worry about as far as any rain is concerned. We head into the weekend, though. Of course, all eyes are on the most important forecast there, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Couple things to talk about here. The changes that we have made as opposed to yesterday. I've taken it out the chance of some sprinkles, some light rainfall on Christmas Eve. I do think it will be dry. I think we'll see a good amount of sunshine. 64, it will be perfect for anything going on. Church services as you're headed out, just everything for the Christmas celebration. Christmas Day itself, most of the day is dry. That 70% chance you see right there is into Christmas Day night and then into Tuesday specifically. That's going to be our big impact system. Kind of a wide view for you. There's Christmas Eve. The front itself really across, let's say, Iowa, the middle part of the country right there, getting closer to a city like Nashville as we go into Christmas Eve night. And then Christmas Day starts to get closer to us if you're traveling into town. Again, could be some issues from out of town coming into Raleigh, but I think the bulk of our issues will come in on Tuesday with the rainfall lasting into Tuesday night likely. We're at 56 today, the first day of winter, by the way. That starts just after 10 o'clock tonight, the official solstice. 53 on Friday, 58 Saturday. We look at temperatures, guys, in the mid-60s there by Monday. 61 as that rain moves out into Tuesday and Wednesday.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, this morning we are learning more about the pilot and photographer who both died after their news helicopter went down on Tuesday night. They were part of the 6 ABC news team out of Philadelphia. This morning we are learning the pilot was 67-year-old Monroe Smith and the photographer was 45-year-old Christopher Dougherty. They were returning from assignment at the Jersey Shore when their helicopter went down. They both had been working as part of the Action News team for years. And, of course, the crash remains under investigation this morning. But, again, learning both names of those two men who passed. We are working to get pictures of them. But just a terrible situation for everyone involved days before Christmas.
Thinking of their families and their news family. Scientists in California are working on a project that could provide the world with a near limitless source of clean power. We'll tell you about the breakthrough they've had with nuclear fusion.
Also, if you still need a gift idea for the techie in your life, we've got you covered. Straight ahead, a list of this year's top tech gifts.